You're listening to ABC Widebay. Now, I mentioned earlier that we had been trying to get hold of member for Gympie, David Gibson. We've got him on the phone now. David Gibson, good morning.
Good morning, Ross. How are you? And my apologies, mate.
Yeah, I think it's been a reasonably busy couple of days for you. You were a shadow minister, you're now not. Tell us from your point of view, what led to your decision to resign?
In a nutshell, there was a media article which alluded to a shadow cabinet reshuffle. In that, my portfolio was the only one indicated that it was being reallocated. And whilst I accept that the leader has the right to allocate, first of all, to choose who he has in his shadow cabinet, he or she has in their shadow cabinet, and then secondly, the right to allocate portfolios, my concern was that the common courtesy would have been, if you were making those changes, you would have spoken to the person before they read about it in the media.
On the surface, it looks like a ham-fisted piece of political leadership. Is that how you see it?
I think it's fair to say, had been building for a period of time about a range of things, and this certainly resulted in me making those comments. Then you have a decision that, as an individual, you need to make. Either you made the wrong comments, and if you do, we all make mistakes and you should apologise for them. If you believe that the comments you made were correct, there are always consequences in life to those comments. Mine, quite rightly, are that if I stand by those comments, which I do, I should not be in Shadow Cabinet, and I resigned from Shadow Cabinet, which will enable me now to put more effort into the ongoing matters that we have in the Gympie electorate.
Let's look to the future now. You say you're going to be able to concentrate on your electorate. Will you do that as an independent?
No. And the reason behind that is that we had an independent. And, mate, we had an independent for two terms in Gympie, and we went backwards. You know, anyone who thinks that independents are the panacea, look at the electorate of Gympie and what they had. There's no solution here with independents. I'll be part of a team that will be in government. You know, we saw an announcement yesterday where they've decided now to impose a tax on the beach, four-wheel drives on the beach around Rainbow Beach. I'll be taking that fight up to Labor. I've still got a fight with regards to the aftermath of the Traveston Crossing Dam and the complete utter incompetence of Labor in dealing with that. You know, I've got power lines in my area. I've got the need for greater funding for the Bruce Highway bypass to be upgraded all the way to Curra. I've got a helipad at the Gympie Hospital I need to be focusing on. Mate, I'm not going to have time to be twiddling my thumbs. I'm just going to be able to ramp it up a bit.
All right, let's talk a little bit more about that political future. You've just said that you're confident that you'll be in a party in government after the next election. Is it possible for that to happen with John Paul Langbrook as the leader? You've expressed severe reservations in the last couple of days.
Mate, I have, and I'm not going to get into leadership speculation. I'll talk about the party, though. And as a party, we are the party that can fix the problems that we've suffered under 20 years of Labor.
The way the party's performed over the last couple of days, can people be confident that it's the party to fix problems?
Well, I think they can, because what you've seen is an individual in a party who's not frightened to take the fight up, regardless of who that fight needs to be. Queenslanders want their local MPs to be their local champions. We need a government that is willing to champion what is best for Queensland.
So you're saying that the disunity of the last couple of days is actually a good thing?
What I'm saying is that we need individuals who are able to deliver for Queensland, and you don't get that by having a party full of yes men.
And should Tim Nicholls challenge for the leadership?
Again, I'm not going to get into speculation as to who should or shouldn't challenge for the leadership. Leadership is always a matter for the party room, and it's not something to be speculated on outside.
And there's been speculation that he's been counting his numbers. Has he rung you?
The calls I've had from my colleagues have all been about how am I? And they've been genuine calls about, are you okay? Difficult times that you've gone through. We know that you'll get through this fine. So no calls have been made to me about leadership from anybody.
And finally, if there is a question of leadership in the party, will you be a candidate either for leader or for deputy leader?
Ross, as I said earlier, mate, leadership is always a decision for the party room, and it's not something to be discussed outside the party room.
But you can tell us whether if that came around, you would be interested.
I'm an ambitious individual, as I think most people are who enter politics. And I would always want to serve and perform at the best of my abilities, at a level at which I'm able to make the greatest contribution.
So you're not ruling it out?
I'll leave that for you.
The baton is in the backpack. Okay, we understand. David Gibson, thanks for calling back. We really do appreciate it.